The director of the Michigan Office of Urban and Metropolitan Initiatives will speak in Kalamazoo on Monday as part of the Martin Luther King Jr. Convocation. Harvey Hollins III grew up in southwest Michigan and is a K College graduate. His address on Monday is one of the events in the Kalamazoo area honoring the life of the late civil rights leader. Hollins says the office will soon expand its services in Kalamazoo.
My office is based in Detroit, and we have three offices, one in Grand Rapids, Flint, and one that will open February the 4th in Kalamazoo.
And what do these satellite offices provide?
Well, they provide a direct relationship to the office of the governor, and in terms of their strategies to begin to restore their cities and move their cities forward. The office in Kalamazoo will have a regional focus, as well as the other three offices in Kalamazoo. They will also have some relationships in Benton Harbor and also in Battle Creek, but other cities in between as needed. But the three cities in that region will be a major focus in terms of economic development, services and resources that the state can begin to strategically place in these cities to begin to move and help them move the needle for their growth.
Now, for people who don't know your biography, you're actually from this side of the state, born in South Haven. You're a graduate of Otsego High School and then also a graduate of Kalamazoo College. Do you think that having grown up on this side of the state and in Kalamazoo, in Kalamazoo area in particular, that you might have a little different perspective on urban issues than someone who grew up in the Detroit area or grew up in Grand Rapids?
Without question, there's a viewpoint on the west side of the state about the city of Detroit that is not all that positive. And growing up on the west side of the state, you know, I know the conversation. I've heard the conversation, and the conversation is not dead. It's still alive. My parents still live in Kalamazoo. I have a brother who lives in that area, and a sister as well. And so it's still a real dialogue that goes out. Been working in the city of Detroit for the last almost 10 years. You see a different side of the equation, and the two sides of the state really need to come together, because at the end of the day, Kalamazoo is not fighting Detroit, and Detroit is not fighting Kalamazoo. Both Kalamazoo and Detroit is fighting Chicago, and they're fighting Indianapolis, and fighting neighboring states for jobs, for resources, for investment. I'm very interested in having cross-pollinated conversations. Can we take the concept of Art Prize, for example, in Grand Rapids and duplicate that initiative on the east side of the state, or take Kalamazoo Promise, which is a nationally recognized initiative, and do it in other places around this state? So I want to take best practices from one side of the state and see if we can do it on the other side of the state.
How do you see the whole issue now of urban affairs, urban issues, the problems in cities, sort of fitting in with the message that Martin Luther King gave before his death in 1968?
Yeah, well, Martin Luther King, and it's interesting that it's 50 years prior to that, and we're also celebrating, or we acknowledge the 150th year of the Emancipation Proclamation. And so you have these two major events.
50th anniversary of the I Have a Dream speech is this year, right?
Yeah, it's 50th anniversary of I Have a Dream speech, and it's the 150th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation that was signed by Abraham Lincoln in January. The numbers are very interesting, 50 years, 150. And even in King's speech, you know, I Have a Dream, he acknowledges the Emancipation Proclamation. He says, you know, 47 years ago, a great American who symbolic seller was today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. That's how that thing opened up. And so the connection between what this country was going through during the Civil War, slavery, to what the country was experiencing under civil rights, you know, issues of segregation and other things around relationships, to where we are right now, where you don't see those institutions as visible, as tangible today. But then there is the social economic dynamic that cities have gone through that need the support and the unity of the regions and the suburbs in order to really sustain itself. And we have to get past divisive conversation. That's what King was about. He was about uniting this country. I would dare say that Abraham Lincoln was about the same thing. And 50 years later, we have to have those same conversations, get past the suburbs fighting the central cities, getting past the issue of the west side of the state fighting the east side of the state, and coming together as one state.
Harvey Hollins III is the director of the Michigan Office of Urban and Metropolitan Initiatives. He will speak Monday at Kalamazoo College's Stetson Chapel as part of the Martin Luther King Jr. Convocation. That begins at 10:50 Monday morning. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.